We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody else is Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday!
Hey, hey. And the Freaky Friday question comes from...
Are you twerking? Let me see it. Go.
Just kill him with the shoulders.
Show me the legs.
She said you can't. She said you can't drop it.
I gotta see.
This is my last day,
Charlamagne.
No.
I gotta see.
Let us see.
Oh.
Drop it low. Drop it low.
You already leaning up. Look, the head was already going. Come on.
Envy, definitely stood up. You definitely tooted it up just now. You started to toot that thing up and let it roll just now.
So Freaky Friday comes from Richard Lawson. You know that's Tina Knowles' ex. They're getting a divorce.
Big freak.
He was trending yesterday because I guess on Twitter, he was liking a lot of porn pics.
Is this true? I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know.
Yes,
we have proof of this.
I mean, it's been trending and people been talking about it.
I can't make any proper
assessments. Is our oversized producer, can he come in here?
President of the Fat Lives Matter Committee.
Yes. Can he come in here for a second?
But he can't come in because he can't be on camera.
Right. Yeah, he can't be on camera.
We don't have a wide enough lens anyway. But
you stupid. So the question is 800-585-1051. Is it disrespectful when your partner likes mad porn?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Hell yeah.
He even did. Complex reported he deactivated his Twitter after they found the lights.
As he should. He probably won't get his woman back. You damn right, if that was the reason.
But I don't understand why he would like it. If he wanted to watch it, he could just watch it. But
he's
why he has
old.
To like it?
He probably didn't know we could see it.
Oh. Well, that is the question. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
We got our guest co-host Lauren LaRosa, and it's Freaky 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 Friday. And we're asking, this conversation comes from Richard Lawson. We'll say allegedly. Allegedly, you know, they're getting a divorce, and allegedly he was liking porn videos on Twitter. So we're asking 800-585-1051, if your partner liked those type of videos, do you find it disrespectful, or is it something that you don't care about?
Disrespectful.
Probably if you did it by accident. Because you did say he's old and he might not know what the like button is or that people could see it.
But like, why even like it? Why not just watch it, look at it, and move on? Like, why do you want to call attention to your page, to that page?
Yeah, okay. It's very wrong to do that when you're in a relationship. Nothing wrong with watching them, like Lauren just said. Nothing wrong with even watching them with your partner. Nothing wrong with sending them to your partner. But that's publicly embarrassing your partner. And I think we had a conversation on this radio a couple of weeks ago about not publicly embarrassing your partner. Oh, yeah, when we were talking about the Kiki Palmer and Usher stuff. Yep. Like, you don't publicly embarrass your partner like that. You know what I'm saying? But also, who gets their porn from Twitter?
Oh.
That's like getting pizza from McDonald's.
Mm-mm.
Go to Pornhub like regular people.
You're not on Twitter, are you?
No, I can tell.
Twitter, it gets real on Twitter. There's a lot of interesting...
But Twitter usually gives you what you watch, because I don't have any porn on my Twitter, so what do you watch?
It's very concise, too. It gets straight to the point. I mean, it depends. Like, sometimes you'll be like, you open your computer, it could be like 5 o'clock in the morning, and like it'll be like two women upside down... take to something. It's crazy stuff. It just feeds to your timeline. It's just insane.
That's nuts.
And it's everywhere.
That's nuts. And also too, man, I'm not gonna shame anybody for watching porn, because if you are 76 years old, you still want to learn some new things. You know what I mean? If he was really actually doing this, there's nothing wrong with watching porn.
He didn't have to like the pics. He probably didn't know that the people were seeing the pics.
He shouldn't have liked them. You can like stuff by accident?
No.
One time, I'm sure you can, but not dirty.
Yeah. And also, too, if you like it by accident, like, your phone, like, you know that you like, you could unlike it.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
It's William.
What's up, William?
How y'all doing, man?
Bless black and highly favored.
Let's talk about it, brother. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, the porn thing, I don't think nothing wrong, because you look at society right now, even when we just walking around on the sidewalk, with the dresses and the tight thing, that's another form of soft porn. So ain't nothing wrong with porn, because we already didn't look at it.
That's
if my spouse looking at it secretly, we're going to have to get into it.
Black man, that's not the question. We know nothing's wrong with porn, but if you're in a relationship, should you be liking porn? Should you like it on social media? No, I mean like it, like hit the heart button.
Where people can know, like your partner can see that like you're liking things.
Now when you like a picture, you like a video?
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because I didn't do a picture of people like myself. I don't think nothing wrong with it myself, personally. It's not no secret.
You got porn? What's your
name?
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
She know about this? She know you like him?
Yes.
And what she say?
Nothing. We had watched together. She showed me a good scene. I'll show her a good scene. We might do the good scenes together.
I'm with that. I just don't think you should be liking it if she don't know about it.
Chanel.
Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's liking it because he want to go back and watch it with her later.
Chanel.
You can't.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's up? What's your thoughts, mama?
I'm just saying, like, a man can like whatever, but once you venture out and take that step, then it's the problem.
So you don't mind him liking the pics. You just don't want him to go anywhere past putting a heart on the pics.
Right.
I think it's different.
People... Okay.
I think it's different only because he's Richard Lawson and he's married to Tina Knowles, right? So like, it's not, because she might not have an issue with it either. But then y'all see it was trending on Twitter. Everybody has so much to say. Now she has to deal with. Everybody has something to say.
I don't think our listeners understand. We mean liking the picture or liking the tweet, putting a like. I think they think we're saying like.
No, we're talking about like putting a heart on it.
Yeah, like you're hearting on Twitter porn that comes across your timeline, and he did it enough times where it was trending.
Dondre.
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts, brother?
My thoughts is I don't recommend doing it because it's going to be in your algorithm from that point forward. And I wouldn't want my wife or my significant other seeing me doing that, because it'd hurt me if I saw her doing it.
Well, what happened? How does it get on my timeline then? Because I don't like the porn. It just...
Whoa.
That's crazy.
You might watch it a lot then. That's what
you
it is. Like,
and
I think if you watch it over a certain amount of time, it shows that you actually like it.
And you trying to convince us you ain't lonely?
If you think you're
lonely. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are not going to do this to me all day long. First of all, y'all already got people in my DMs talking about.
That's good. That might be your blessings.
No, I show her. It is not a blessing.
It might be your blessings.
Mm-mm.
Don't be like that, Lauren.
It was not. It's not what I'm looking for.
Wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Richard Lawson. Of course, that's Tina Knowles' ex. They're getting a divorce. But he was trending yesterday because on his Twitter, they followed him and seen that he was liking a lot of porn. Like putting hearts on the porn videos and pictures. So We're talking about it. Is it disrespectful? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we got our special guest co-host, Lauren LaRosa, here. And we're talking about Richard Lawson. You know, that's Tina Knowles' ex. They're getting a divorce. But yesterday he was trending because a lot of the things that he was watching on Twitter, he was putting a heart around. He was liking. And it just happened to be porn and porn pictures.
There's nothing wrong with watching porn. There's nothing wrong with watching porn with your significant other. Nothing wrong with sharing porn with your significant other. I just don't think you should be liking the porn because that is going to be publicly embarrassing for your significant other, I would think. Unless your significant other knows that's what you're doing.
No, I agree with you. I think that's embarrassing. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's T.O. What up, though?
T.O., what up, though? Talk to us. What's your thoughts?
Hey, man, my thought is, my process that when I was just talking to her is pretty much if you and your girl decide that it's okay for you to just look at free porn or whatever like that, that's cool. But if you on subscribing, paying, ordering, any of that type of stuff, then you got a problem.
I don't disagree with you, brother.
All right. Thank you, brother.
What's wrong with the paying for it and commenting and all of that? I mean, if you dare, you dare.
I mean, to pay for porn when porn is just free is just dumb.
That's just stupid.
But sometimes things are behind firewalls because it's better.
Nah. Pornhub got a lot.
And if you got to pay for it and you're watching that long, that's a problem. Is that what you're doing?
No, but I know people who produce stuff for like people that are on like OnlyFans and things like that where you have to pay to like watch it.
What's the longest you watch the porn? Like how long?
I'm not even like a watch a porn type.
You just said it's always on your Twitter.
You're just trying to avoid the lonely accusations.
It comes up on my Twitter. No.
You're just trying to avoid the lonely accusations, Lauren.
First of all, you can be with somebody and still need to watch porn.
True. I love porn.
Just because you watch porn doesn't mean you're lonely.
Yeah, me and the wife watch porn together sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm not really like a big watch porn person. But it does come up on my Twitter timeline.
When it does,
time.
You watch it?
Yeah, because it's there. Like, if it's there, I'm going to watch it. But like, I'm not going to go and like
your
whatever.
Timeline, Lauren. Let me see how much. Let me see what your
no, because if something
like.
Pop up, I don't want to watch it with you.
I'm about to pop up in your timeline.
Oh,
where you just pop up from? What's your name, sir?
This Lovey from the Bronx. You know, I live in Harvard, D.C. Now.
All right, so let me tell you what Lovey is. You know what Lovey is?
No.
Lovey is a guy that calls all the time that swears he has a big penis. What size is your penis, sir?
It's 13 and a half, Mr. MV.
That's on soft, right or hard?
That's on. If I got Lauren, it'd be 14.5.
I don't want nothing to do with this conversation. This sounds crazy. This sounds insane.
Lauren,
you and Lauren talk
freaky,
amongst
freaky
each other.
It's Freaky Friday.
It is,
what
right?
What are we talking?
You right. So go ahead, Lovey. Talk to us.
So anyway, my ex used to think, used to feel like I'm cheating if I watch porn.
Were you?
And I tell her, like, we can watch it together. It's nothing.
I feel like she
should. But Lauren, I'm curious, Lauren.
What you curious about?
What is your porn? What is your porn? What do you seek out in porn? Are you a big seeker? Are you a little guy?
BBC. She likes BBC. That's what she said.
I don't even know what BBC is. I'm not a porn person.
Big black.
Oh. Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren's friend just screamed in the background. Big black. I'm like, whoa.
But Lauren, I'm going to send you a DM.
Don't send me. What you sending me a DM of?
No. I ain't gonna. Respectfully, I don't go. I'm just gonna send you a pool pic.
Don't you
tell me what you think about it.
Don't you got a girlfriend?
What? No, I'm single.
I thought you just said
I'm a single guy.
You just tearing women's insides up.
Lord,
why you saying like that?
They call me the walk changer.
Damn.
They called you the what?
The walk changer.
The walk changer. No, I like my little strap.
Yeah, I could.
You stay right over there.
You like, I can't change the walk, Lauren?
No, you cannot.
Your voice sound crazy. I'm going to send you a pool pic. You're going to see what a real floaty look like. You want to see this noodle?
They call me the walk changer.
Nothing but cigarettes and call
me the walk changer. I change your whole walk.
I'm good.
Right? Have you getting a handicap sticker? You'll need a decal method with me, man.
What is the moral of the story, guys?
I have no idea,
don't disrespect your spouse.
I mean, yeah, don't publicly embarrass your lady. I mean,
don't ask what BBC means.
What?
What BBC means.
I can't believe you didn't know. That's like basic.
I'm not on nothing at all. Nope.
Liar.
All right.
Just lied. Your best friend is back there just yelling it out. She knew what it was immediately.
Now, I didn't say she wasn't.
She's texting you right now. Yo, let him DM you. Send it to me.
All right. When we come back, we got past the aux. Nyla will be joining us. She'll put us on to some music that's coming out now or some music we should be up on. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.